Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Barbara Schwarz, an artist in Amityville, New York, who uses her art to express a love of color, justice, and meditation. The title of her preaching today is Giving of Our Very Selves.
Luke 21:1-4. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting on their offerings into the treasury. And when he noticed a poor woman putting in two small coins, he said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest, and those others have made all their offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. As we prepare for Thanksgiving and make decisions on how to do so safely, it's normal for us to think of food and the poor. In the news, we have seen thousands of cars in lines for bags of food. We know there are millions without jobs and afraid to lose their homes. In this time of pandemic, Jesus might see the generosity of those gifting, but also see how the recipients may give from their sustenance. I note this from the experience of those coming to food pantries saying, "Could I have this box of food? My neighbor likes it, and she can't come." They would often see that their one bag included food for others. They would give the little they received to others in need. Gratitude calls us to share what gifts we have. In this pandemic, first responders are often away from their families and witnessing COVID-19 deaths of those who cannot have their family with them. We often feel helpless to support the pain of those around us. Wearing a mask, washing hands, social distancing, sending a card or making a call to move beyond our isolation can be like the widow's small coins. It is a start. I know how much those calls and cards meant to me as I battled COVID-19. We who are grateful for what we have are called to share what we can. The Gospel today reminds us it is how we give freely of our very selves that matters. It is not our surplus, but our gift of self, despite the emptiness we feel, that matters. To whom can we gift hope and the sense of not being alone? Who depends on our prayers and our support to get through these difficult days? What small things can I do today to bring light to others in the darkness of this pandemic? May seem like a small spark, but that is where hope begins. May the poor widow lead the way.